Let's head out to Michigan Center Schools, and their fine Superintendent Brady Cook joins us today. Get a kind of a look at the end of the school year out at Michigan Center. Brady, it's been interesting, hasn't it?
It's been interesting. Hey, I appreciate you calling me a fine superintendent. I'll take it.
Well, you are.
Thank you. Yeah. It has been a crazy whirlwind of a last, 16 months-ish, but it really does feel like for schools everywhere that things are getting back to some semblance of normal, and we're really excited about it.
Biggest challenge this year, Brady?
Man, that is a great question. I would have to say that it has been the never-ending changes that, whether it's the Jackson County Health Department, who I do think has done a great job, or the CDC, or whatever medical people are in charge, the rules seem to change constantly. So we are constantly having to adapt how we function in schools, and that keeping up with all of those changes has been quite a challenge.
Are you surprised the way the kids handled it? I know I've talked to other principals, superintendents. They all seem to be generally impressed with the way the kids came through this.
Absolutely. And you hear a lot about learning loss, and these kids are going to go backwards. We've heard that since March of 2020. And the bottom line is, when you really take a step back and have the opportunity to appreciate what these kids have done and how other factors that probably mean a lot more than content knowledge have surfaced, because you couldn't have made it as a student through the last 16 months unless you were self-motivated and really paying attention to details and pushing yourselves in ways you've never been asked before. And that's when we talk to employers, that's what they want. They want people that can take a task, work on it on their own, complete it, much more so than your traditional content knowledge. So there are areas that these students have improved upon in the last 16 months that probably, in the grand scheme of things, will serve them better moving forward and serve employers better.
Yeah. Would it be fair to say they grew up fast?
Really fast. Yes, I would say that. And again, they've done it without complaint. You think about all the things in the spring of last year that students missed, all of the events maybe they missed, even sports teams that have had to pump the brakes and take a couple weeks off in the middle of the season. And rather than put their heads down or complain about it, they come back stronger, more resilient. And I know I speak on behalf of all the county schools. We haven't heard anything negative or pushback from students. All they do is, take it on the chin and then bounce back stronger than they were before.
They're pretty resilient, aren't they?
Yes. And that's, we just had our prom on Saturday night. Uh-huh. And the adults at the event were so incredibly emotional, because it was the first time since March of last year that we really felt like these students had a night that was theirs, that was carefree, that was kind of taking a lot of the stress off their back that they've had to own, and they could just cut loose. And it was, for us, it was magical. It was just the coolest night, and it, like I said, very emotional for the adults.
Well, it's got to be, yeah. You'll have a graduation of sorts. How will that go?
We from day one, we have said to our community and to our graduates that we are going to take advantage of whatever the maximum capacity guidelines are. Mm-hmm. For us, the biggie is we prefer to be outside every year anyways. So that was the fact that we've been, for the longest time, it's been about 1,000 person capacity, and we're all ready to roll. We could separate kids as much as we need to on the field. We have a lot of space, but now it sounds like, based on the guidelines, we're going to be able to perform outdoors and let in as many as we can let in, and we'll still be mindful of distancing and safety measures. So the goal is to do that outside, but we do have a backup plan if it rains. However, that does kind of cut down on the number of people if we go indoors.
How important is getting vaccinated, Brady, and how is your community How do they feel about it?
Well, for starters, there was a complete philosophical shift with the staff when we had the opportunity to have all staff members vaccinated a few months ago in Jackson County, because once that was done, everyone had kind of the staff had a renewed confidence and felt more safe, and so we were able to get back to some of the more traditional things. We actually adapted our schedules in all of our buildings to fit that feeling, so that was great. And since that time, we've had the opportunity to have students vaccinated, initially the 16 and up, and they are realizing the benefits of that, where when some other kids have had to quarantine, those that are fully vaccinated have not. And obviously, as a county and a state and a nation, you're seeing with the increase in vaccinations that opportunities are opening up that weren't there before. And then we are fortunate. Steve Dorr, superintendent of East Jackson, has a clinic on their site on Friday, and they had some spots open, so they invited Michigan Center to fill 80 slots for any student 12 and up that have not been vaccinated. So we currently have as many as we can fit signing up for that. So it has given us the ability to operate the way, in some of the ways we have really missed operating.
What do you project then for September? And I guess, will we ever be back to where we were before, or some things will always be a little different here?
I do think some things will be a little bit different. And if you would have asked me this question 6 weeks ago when the numbers were high again, I would have told you, man, it looks like next year is going to be, still very regimented. But I do feel like things have progressed so quickly. I think the number of students being vaccinated, with the adults vaccinated, with the capacity to even extend that over the summer. They're talking about ages 2 and up potentially having the vaccination by the time school starts again. We are looking forward to getting back to as close to normal as we can, except that I would give the addendum that I think it will be so much better than it's ever been because of all the learning opportunities that we have had from this experience. So I do think the best version of school will be what county schools see here in August.
Yeah, it sounds like you've handled it, as well as could be expected.
We appreciate that. It is amazing what adversity does to people, and I know this happens across all employments, but we, as schools, this is how we operate. We've always been able to adapt and step up when something challenges us. So my challenge, I guess, to everybody, not just Michigan Center, would be, are we really going to go back to school in August and do the things that we always did, which wasn't bad, but I think we could all acknowledge could be better, or are we going to be hyper-focused on we've had the 16 months to think about things and evaluate things, so let's get rid of some of the outdated practices, let's do what's best for kids, and let's come back and create this new version of school and really own it.
Got to get some sports in here, of course. The great rivalry, your girls with Grass Lake. Pretty cool to see them win it all.
It was, man. How good has basketball, girls basketball, been in Jackson County recently? And I don't know that it's going away anytime soon. Some of these AAU programs and things are really strengthening the quality of girls basketball. But that has been a very fun rivalry going all the way back probably 6 years ago, when our last year's graduates and then this year's seniors always had battles with Grass Lake's slightly younger group. But it has been like a heavyweight bout where they've just gone back and forth year after year. And we knew coming into this year that Grass Lake had a very good chance to win it all. And for all of us at Michigan Center, we lived vicariously through their experience. We thought that would be us a year ago when everything got shut down.
Right.
So it kind of felt like we won too, and they validated kind of what we had hoped to go through. So it was awesome.
Brady Cook, superintendent at Michigan Center, and things up and running. And when is graduation, Brady?
Yep, ours is coming up on June 4th. And like I said, I hope it's a beautiful night. We will be outdoors, and we are going to do it up and give these kids an experience that they deserve. Man, they deserve it.
Keep up the good work.
All right, we appreciate it, man. Take care.
Thanks, Brady. Brady Cook, super at Michigan Center.